I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Senate Intelligence Committee released a bipartisan report this week confirming that Russians hacked U.S. elections in 2016. It outlined what states could do better, and as 91.5 KRCC's Ali Button reports, our region is actually not doing too bad a job.
The report confirms that at least 18 unnamed states were targeted by Russian hackers during the 2016 presidential elections. But Michael Sozan confirms Colorado was one of the states hackers targeted. Sozan's an expert on democracy and elections at the Nonpartisan Center for American Progress.
People are kind of coming up to the front door a little bit, kind of checking the lock to see whether they can get in, but they're not actually getting in because the lock is secure.
Sozan's group recently compiled a 50-state report card on election security.
Colorado was actually one of the shining stars of the report card. They received a B, which actually was the highest grade.
That's because Colorado uses paper ballots, conducts regular audits, and maintains strong cybersecurity on voter registration sites. Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah all got Cs. 17 states got a D or failed outright. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
Striking teachers and officials are set to meet tomorrow morning in Pueblo in hopes of ending a strike that has shut down most schools for 5 days. Both sides plan to discuss the latest offer from the district, but no details have been released. Teachers went on strike Monday over the district's refusal to give them a 2% raise for the school year that's nearly over. The district has said it would not be responsible to dip into its reserves to fund another raise. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.